Police say a female suicide bomber targeted a Sunni Islamic group Friday that recently began cooperating with U.S. and Iraqi forces in the fight against al-Qaeda militants in Iraq. A Diyala official says the bomber's two sons had joined al-Qaeda and had been killed by Iraqi security forces. Another suicide bombing took place at a nearby village 30 kilometers east of Bakuba. A driver in a car detonated explosives at a checkpoint. The attacks highlight the danger for U.S.-backed groups, which often include former insurgents who have turned against al-Qaeda. The groups are credited with helping stem Iraq's violence along with American troops. Also helping are volunteer Iraqi citizens, who the U.S. military pays about $300 each month to provide security in their local communities. Ahmed Jamil Hussein is in charge of 180 volunteers in Abu Ghraib, a Sunni area 30 kilometers west of Baghdad. He says no one believes in al-Qaeda because they are liars and kill innocent people. He says al-Qaeda has destroyed homes and forced people to leave. Hussein says the volunteers are helping to drive out al-Qaeda militants. He says there has been a reaction against the militants who have killed people's sons. He says there is good cooperation between the volunteers and the coalition forces, as well as the Iraqi government. American officials have also been working with Sunni and Shiite tribal leaders around the country, encouraging them to help stamp out al-Qaeda and other militants. The groups include some 60,000 Iraqis, mostly Sunni Arabs. Deborah Block, VOA News, Baghdad.